Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to today's segment of Love to Love, right here from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay, and for the next hour and a half, we will be listening to some beautiful melodies while we talk about a topic that is really not new to us at all. The topic is spirituality. Well, I'm sure many of you are nodding your heads right now, because we know this topic quite well. Or do we? Well, let's find out.
By Jove, by Jove. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. Well, I lived before and I've died before, by Jove. But never have I ever loved before until the love of sweet Bhagavan lived in my heart. Until the love of sweet Bhagavan lived in my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan lived in my heart. The love of sweet Bhagavan into my heart. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. Well, I've laughed before and I've danced before, by Jove. But never have I ever loved before till the love of sweet Bhagavan into my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Swami entered my heart. Swami's in my heart. Swami entered my heart. I am in Swami. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. Well, I've enjoyed before, here and there before, by Jove. But never have I ever loved before. The love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. To the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. To the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. To the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Swami entered my heart. Swami's in my heart. Swami entered my heart, and I am in Swami. Love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. Till the love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart. There's a little love in my heart, I know. By Jove, by Jove, by Jove. The love of sweet Bhagavan entered my heart.
So let's start off by asking a fairly simple question. What is spirituality? Now, personally, I don't know if it can actually be defined. But let us take a look at the available wisdom. I'm starting off with what Bhagwan said. In a discourse given during Mahashivratri in 1996, Swami explained that spirituality does not mean leading a lonely ascetic life. Spirituality means getting rid of attachment and hatred and looking upon the whole humanity as one. Swami says, everyone should understand this inner meaning of spirituality. So, dear listeners, spirituality seems to be the new in thing now. You know, everywhere we go, there is definitely some sort of a new age movement in the name of spirituality that surfaces. Again, going back to the question, what is spirituality? Wikipedia says, traditionally, spirituality has been defined as a process of personal transformation in accordance with religious ideals. Since the 19th century, spirituality is often separated from religion and has become more oriented on subjective experience and psychological growth. It may refer to almost any kind of meaningful activity or blissful experience, but without a single widely agreed definition. So, dear listeners, spirituality is an experience. It cannot be contained or described in only one way, and experiences, as we know, differs from person to person. So, is it safe to conclude that spirituality is an entirely individual experience of the experiencer? Well, let us ponder on this question while we listen to some beautiful music.
Love is stronger than akabar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai akabar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai mere baba shri satya sai shir de ke sahi teri dwaar kamma hai baat ke sahi teri yaad amud hai sham murti sai baba amor ti satya sai sham amor ti sai baba prem amor ti satya sai ek baar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai ek baar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai karo sai
Welcome back, dear listeners. So earlier, we were trying to put a definition to spirituality. Now, I think we can say that it is not really possible to define spirituality, but we can conclude that it is an experience that is individual and unique to each person. As Swami says, though it is important to remember that it is not a journey of solitude or becoming an ascetic. Rather, it is a journey that encourages us to look within and find forgiveness, peace and bliss with all of humanity in the spirit of oneness. So now, why is it that many people seem to be turning towards this spiritual path suddenly? You know, Wikipedia speaks about this modern trend of spirituality, as modern spirituality is centered on the deepest values and meanings by which people live. It embraces the idea of an ultimate or an alleged immaterial reality. It envisions an inner path, enabling a person to discover the essence of his or her being. So, dear listeners, there seems to be a thirst for something more in the world lately. It looks like more and more people are awakening to the fact that all there is really not all there is. There is something beyond what we see and experience on this physical plane that is at work behind the scenes. So what is that? And how can we tap into that? What is spirituality meant to teach us at the end of the day? Now, going back to Swami's statement, spirituality is meant to help us to remove hatred and negativity and instead see everyone as one. Now, what does this really mean? So we have so many questions, right? How can we see everything as one and feel everything and everyone as one? How can we consciously start to acknowledge this? Well, let us try to get some answers today.
O Lord, let me fly to Thee. I'm drawn to Your sweetness.
I'm drawn to Your sweetness.
Like a honeybee.
Like a honeybee.
Lord, how can I stay away?
Lord, how can I stay away?
You draw me back.
You draw me back.
With each new day.
With each new day.
Your light, Your love, and Your grace.
Your light, Your love, and Your grace.
I see them all reflected.
I see them all reflected.
In Your face.
In Your face.
Now nevermore will I depart. We shall be as one,
and always we shall be as one.
You in me, and I in thee.
You in me, and I in thee.
The flower and the honeybee.
The flower and the honeybee.
Your light, Your love, and Your grace.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So the entire universe, according to Swami and all spiritual teachers, is simply reaction, reflection, and resound. So let's take a look at the word reflection for now. Now, if the world is simply a reflection of who we are, it just means it's a mirror of ourselves. The world we see around us is a mirror of what we are. So if we see lots of love, happiness, joy, and laughter all the time, that is simply a reflection of what is within us. Similarly, if we see pain, negativity, sadness, destruction, that too is a reflection of something within us. So everything originates from our state of being. Now, take a breather and do a quick check. How are you feeling today? What is your state of being right here, right now? Dear listeners, remember that how you feel and how you are directly influences the world around you. This is precisely why Swami always tells us to think, feel, and send out only good thoughts. Because what we send out comes back to us always. In order to demonstrate an act of feeling oneness with all, I will share a true story of a psychiatrist in Hawaii. Now, many of you may already know this story, but let us just revisit it again to remind ourselves of the oneness of humanity we all share. Now, this story is taken from the book Zero Limits by Dr. Joe Vitale and Dr. Len. Now, Dr. Hugh Len is a psychiatrist who had used a Hawaiian healing process called Ho'oponopono, which is basically a process that helps us understand that everything is simply a reflection of ourselves, and that if anything needs to change, it should start with a change within ourselves first. So Dr. Hugh Len used this therapy to heal criminals in a hospital without even seeing them face to face. Now, he worked at the Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years, and that ward where they kept the criminally insane was dangerous. You know, psychologists quit on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot or simply quit. People would walk through that ward with their backs against the wall because they were afraid of being attacked by patients. It was not at all a pleasant place to live, work, or visit. Now, Dr. Len, he never saw his patients. He agreed to have an office and to review their files. When he looked at those files, he would work on himself. As he worked on himself, patients began to heal miraculously. After a few months, patients that had to be shackled were being allowed to walk freely. Others who had to be heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who had no chance of ever being released were being freed. You know, so staff began to enjoy coming back to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. They ended up with more staff than they needed because patients were being released and all the staff were showing up to work. So what was Dr. Len doing within himself that caused those people to change? We'll take a look at that question after this musical break.
Thank you. a little boy, I knew I was here to laugh and enjoy. I asked my daddy, what does it mean to pray? He said, if you're feeling bad, just close your eyes and say, I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. Once upon a time, I knew a little girl. She asked her mama, where is God in this world? She went to the mirror, just as she was told, and stared into her eyes till she could behold. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I see God in me,
I see God in me,
I see God in you,
I see God in you,
I see God in us,
I see God in us,
living in the moment as love. I do my best now, just to be myself. It's so much easier than being anybody else. Let's enjoy each other's individuality, while remembering our cosmic reality. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah, I'll say it again. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I see God in me,
I see God in me,
I see God in you,
I see God in you,
I see God in us,
I see God in us,
living in the moment as love. When I was just a little boy, I knew I was here to laugh and enjoy. I asked my daddy, what does it mean to pray? He said, if you're feeling bad, just close your eyes and say, I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. One more time.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So what was Dr. Len doing that was making such miraculous changes in patients? Dr. Len was simply healing the part of him that created the patients. Dear listeners, total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire universe is your creation. In other words, everything is just a reflection and result of your own self. So this means that terrorist activity, the president, the economy, anything you experience and don't like is up for you to heal or change if you wish. Because they don't exist, in a manner of speaking, except as projections from inside you. So the problem isn't with them. It is with you, and to change them, you have to change yourself. So healing for Dr. Len and in Ho'oponopono means loving yourself. If you want to improve your life, you have to heal your life. If you want to cure anyone or any situation, even a mentally ill criminal, You do it by healing yourself. So what was Dr. Len doing exactly when he was looking at the patient files? Dr. Len says, "I just kept saying, I'm sorry and I love you," over and over again. Turns out that loving yourself is the greatest way to improve yourself. And as you improve yourself, you improve your world. Let me give you a quick example of how this works. So a friend of mine shared this with me, and she says, one day someone sent her an email that upset her. Now, in the past, she would have handled it by working on her emotional hot buttons or by trying to reason with the person who sent the nasty message. But this time, she decided to try Dr. Len's method. And she kept silently saying, "I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry and I love you." Now, she was not saying it to anyone in particular. She was just simply evoking the spirit of love to heal within herself what was creating that outer circumstance. And believe it or not, within an hour, she got an email from the same person, and this time he apologized for his previous message. Now, keep in mind that she didn't take any outward action to get this apology. She didn't write back to him. Yet, by saying, "I love you and I'm sorry," she somehow healed within herself what was creating that situation. So, dear listeners, in short, Dr. Len says, there is no out there. It would take a whole book to explain this advanced technique with the depth it deserves. Well, suffice it to say that whenever you want to improve anything in your life, there is only one place to look. And that is inside you. And when you look, do it with love.
My home. stars, one heaven. Two dreams, one goal. Two waves, one ocean. Two hearts, one soul. Oh, be my breath by which I'm living. Be my shoulders making me strong. Be my everything, I want for nothing more. Be the home where I
Welcome back, dear listeners. So living spiritually helps us to live more purposefully and with more awareness. So embracing the spiritual aspect of life allows us to feel more connected to who we really are, that is the divine self, without being held back by limiting beliefs or preconceived ideas. It helps us to further enhance our values and existing framework of living multifold, allowing us to see beyond what we thought were boundaries. For example, by constantly remembering that everything is simply a reflection of who we are, we can see that even the greatest enemy is never outside of us, but is within us. Seeing that it is all simply self-created, we can also see that there is a power within which allows us to uncreate it if we wish. And this power is none else than the power of the divine who resides within us. So this brings to the question, what is most important on a spiritual path? You know, Swami so beautifully explains. Swami says, self-enquiry is most essential in the spiritual path. Puja, Namasmarana, Dhyana, Tapas, Yajna, Yaga, and such rituals are not truly spiritual. They are good activities to attain purity of heart. True spirituality indeed is self-enquiry. I do not mean that you should give up all rituals and sacred actions. Self-enquiry is the most important in my view. Since you do not have people who are properly experienced in this field of knowledge to teach you, you find it tough and difficult to move in that right direction. If this question, who are you, is put to a group of people, you get different answers. One says in reply, I am an Indian. Now this is not correct, because you may shift to America and then become an American. If you go to Russia, you are a Russian and so on. India is a country where you are born. But you are not the country. So to say, I am an Indian is wrong. To the same question, who are you? Another person would say, I am an engineer. Now this too is not correct, because you are an engineer by virtue of your profession. Now you are not the profession you are in. Some answer in a different way by saying, I am so and so, like I am Ram, I am Shyam. So this is a name given to you by your parents. You're not born with that name, nor did you come to this world with a signboard on your forehead. You are not the name, as you may change it according to your taste at any time. Welcome back, dear listeners. So who are we really? You know, Swami hasn't finished with his beautiful explanation, so let us continue to listen to what Swami has to share. Swami says, one may prefer to answer the question, who are you, in another way saying, I am a young man, I am an old person, I am a boy, and so on. Now, this is also wrong. Why? Because boyhood, youth, and old age are different stages that you pass through in your life. But you remain one and the same person all along. At one time, you were a boy, then a man, then a father, and finally a grandfather. But you have been the same person throughout. Then how can you identify yourself with your age, which does not remain the same? Now, another person may say, I am a tall person, I am a handsome man, or I am a lean man. So these are again replies related to the nature of the body. This is not correct, because you are not the body, which is merely an instrument. Because while you are in deep sleep, your body is passive and static, and you are not aware of its existence, and you are not the mind too. Now, if you think you are the mind, you lead the life of ego and pride. Even the mind does not exist in Sushupti or deep sleep state. You are not the intellect either. You may be intelligent, but you are not the intellect. Intellect is God's gift for you to discriminate, judge, decide, and thus to be discreet. But when it turns selfish, it is called individual discrimination. But what is expected is fundamental discrimination, which is universal and is good to everybody. We will also know that buddhi, intellect, does not exist in deep sleep. So definitely you are not the intellect, which is only an instrument like the body and the mind. So what is the correct answer to this question? Who are you? The answer, the correct answer is I am Atma. This Atma is the eternal witness and is the experiencer of all. This exists in all the three states of consciousness. Jagrata, that is the waking state, Swapna, that is the dreaming state, and Sushupti, that is the dream's deep sleep state. You may be named in any way, you may belong to any country, be of any age, group, or profession, etc., etc. But as a matter of fact, you are only the eternal Atma. This is the correct answer you get in the path of self-inquiry, and this is true spirituality. Well, dear listeners, this explanation was given in a question and answer session with Professor Anil Kumar and can be found in the Conversations with Sai series on radiosai.org. So, dear listeners, we are the eternal Atma. Let us keep this in mind as we move along.
Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti Om, Shakti Om, Shakti Shiva Shakti Om. Om Shakti, Om Shakti, Om Shakti, Shiva Shakti, Om. There's only one religion, and that's the one of love. There's only one creation, the low and above. There is only one world and one reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So how can we explore spirituality further? What are the ways we can enhance our spiritual journeys? What methods are available for this to happen for us? Well, really, there is no one way to set in stone. Spirituality is an individual journey between you and yourself. That is the higher aspect of yourself in this existence. At the end of the day, spirituality takes you from what you are not to who you really are. The journey can be through different rivers. Ultimately, all rivers flow towards the same ocean. You know, in the Sai organization, our spiritual anchor is none other than Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, who so patiently guides us all with immense love and compassion. Swami has helped us understand that building a value system through which we can operate daily will help us to encourage spiritual practices in our daily lives and interactions, and therefore help us move in the direction of deeper self-inquiry. Now, there are many other spiritual organizations and practices in the world that also gear individuals towards the same goal. For example, there are practices of meditation, yoga, Reiki, chakra healing, positive thinking methodologies, self-healing, Ayurveda, Qigong, and many others. Now, each is simply a different path, but the ultimate goal is the same. And always remember that none are wrong and no path is the only true path.
Yeah. Sai Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Avantu, 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 may all the beings in all size worlds be happy. Size worlds be happy, may all the beings in all size worlds be happy, may all the beings all size worlds be happy, may all the beings in all size worlds be happy, Sai Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Avantu, Sai Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Avantu, Sai Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Avantu, may all the beings in all size worlds be happy, may all beings in all size worlds be happy, may all the beings in all size worlds be happy, Sai Loka,
Sukhino. Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers. So, why spirituality? You know, it is simply a term that is used to remind us of who we really are. It helps us remove the layers of conditional thinking and allows us to see things differently. This way, we progress step by step in our individual spiritual journeys. It provides us with a sound grounding for a lifetime of learning. With that, dear listeners, it is time for me to wind up the show. And as usual, your feedback and comments are always welcome to listener@radiosai.org. And till we meet next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 There's a rain of love in our hearts. There's a rain of love in our hearts.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
To the moon and they'll see the light inside. Rama is the fireball that burns each human mind. Rama is inside each heart that's making you the light. lies before us, now it's just a thought away. Let's march across the bridge by that Ramaside today. Nala Nila Sugriva, leap forth the monkey whore. Hail Hanuman, the trusted friend, messenger of the Lord. Jambama, move up your bears, you know what must be done. Rama is inside us all, for all our only one. Only one, only one. Yeah, all our only one. Sitaram, Sitaram, Rama, Rama, Jee. Sitaram, Sitaram, Rama, Rama, Jee. Ravana, foul demon king, you shake in rage and fear. As Rama and Lakshmana march, your death is drawing near. Sita, can you hear us now? Your Lord is very near. He has not forsaken you, mother. Have no fear. Have no fear. And Rama, you are the Lord of all that the Sana said to him. Please grant me refuge at your feet. You are my only king. My only king, Lord, you are my only king, Lord. All right. Sitaram, Sitaram, Rama, Rama, Jai Jai. Sitaram, Sitaram, Rama, Rama, Jai Jai. Battle raged for many days. Rama played his game. As countless heroes fought and died, some merged in Rama's brain. Kumbhakarna died that way with Rama on his mind. His ten-headed brother cried for no peace he could find. No peace he could find. Anywhere, no peace at night. That's why he fought the Lord. For 18 days his battle raged, killing so much in the Lord. How beautiful, how beautiful. The Lord gave sanctuary. Sita reclaimed after she walked through fire. Yeah, yeah. The bears and monkeys cried in joy, their voices rising higher.
Shambho, Shambho.